Last week, Thursday, I got my ears pierced. And I'm still extremely excited about this. Because this has been 10 years in the making. So going 10 years back, I was 17, I was in high school. At the time, I was not in a very good place, especially because my father was abusive. And I was doing everything I could at the time just to make sure that my younger siblings were okay. So I was taking the full brunt of the abuse to make sure they were safe. But also at this time, I was in high school, I was doing a lot of soul searching, and I was really trying to learn more about like who I am as a person. And I remember distinctly one day, just going up to my mother and mentioning to her, you know, I honestly think I would enjoy having earrings. And I'll never forget that, because she told me, straight-faced, that if I were to ever get earrings, that means that I was gay. And that stung. Especially because at the time, I mean, I was 17 and I was in high school and I was really learning through my friends in high school just how toxic my home life was. And a lot of the things that I was told as a child were just inherently wrong. It was a very awkward moment in high school, I recall, where I first learned that certain words are not okay. Because these words were things that my parents would use regularly at home. So I finished high school, I go on to college. In the 4 years I was going through college, I did a lot of soul searching, I met a lot of amazing people, and I met and married my wife. And when I mentioned to her, I've always really wanted to have earrings, she looked at me and said, so do it. I really got more into just like trying to figure out what kinds of earrings there are out there. And it was a really deep, important thing to me to find not only find earrings, but to actually do it solely because it was me rebelling against my mother. Even though I'm 27, even though I have not lived at home since I was 18, even though I have not been supported by my mother in these last 9 years, like financially, it was that sort of rebelling that I had. It was that chance to really show my mother that yes, I can do these things, and no, it does not fit these stereotypes you have, and yes, I will be happy when this happens. So a number of years back, I got my first tattoo. When I got the tattoo, I remember just, it was probably a month after the fact was when I had then gone home to visit, and I actually asked my mom if she'd like to see it, and she called me a coward. And it stung because there was some truth to it. Not in the way that she meant it, though. See, she had called me a coward, and she went on to explain that I was a coward because I had gotten a tattoo, and tattoos are a cowardly thing to have because the statement you have with that, you shouldn't need to have it put onto your body to remind you of the statement. And I mean, I completely disagree with her thoughts on that. But I also agreed that I was a coward because I hadn't told her about it and I didn't want to tell her about it. And I was very nervous about telling her about it. And so, thing that was, last week, I got my earrings. And so next week, I'm really excited to tell my mother about them. After all, she's already seen them. I posted it on Facebook the same day. Thank you.